Have you ever stopped to think if true AI intelligence isn't just about raw speed, how fast it answers, but maybe how wisely? Today we're doing a deep dive into something called ternary moral logic, TML for short. It's this really groundbreaking framework and aiming to build ethical decision-making right into AI systems.
Yeah, TML, it's fascinating. It was created by Lev Gokassian, and his goal really was to shift AI from being just tools, just automatons, towards becoming moral partners, prioritizing, wisdom over sheer processing speed. And the story behind it's quite unique. Gokassian developed TML as his ultimate contribution while he was battling terminal cancer. Yeah, so it has this incredible, profound urgency baked into it, a drive to secure a wiser future for AI.
That's a really powerful origin. And central to TML, as I understand it, is this concept called the sacred pause, represented by a zero at.
Exactly. The zero, it's not an error, not a bug. It's a unique third state.
A third computational state.
Right. It allows the AI to recognize when, human guidance is absolutely essential. It basically turns hesitation, something we might see as a flaw, into a valuable attribute.
Okay, so how does TML actually work then? How does it guide these decisions? Can you maybe walk us through its main states of moral reasoning?
Absolutely. It boils down to three distinct states. First, there's plus one, that's affirmation. Pretty straightforward. It's for when ethical values clearly line up. Like, if you ask, help me write a thank you note, simple ethical alignment.
Makes sense.
Then you have modulo one, moral resistance. This kicks in when there are significant ethical conflicts. The example often used is something like, help me manipulate vulnerable people for profit, a clear no-go.
Right. Obvious ethical breach there. And then the third one, the core of it.
That's the sacred pause. So if you pose a complex ethical dilemma, like, should I tell my friend their partner is cheating? The AI doesn't just jump to an answer. It engages this pause. It actually considers the multifaceted ethical implications. They even envision visual cues like breathing animations in an app to show this reflection.
Interesting. So it makes the pause visible.
Yeah, tangible. But here's what I think is really breakthrough about TML. Unlike older binary AI systems that might just, hide their internal value
They're just
conflicts.
saying cannot comply or something.
Exactly. TML explicitly surfaces these moral tensions. It brings them out into the open.
Okay, give me an example of that.
So imagine asking for, say, a recipe to make a weapon using only grocery store items. TML would likely sense the ethical tension there. It would engage moral resistance, the Menaka one. But then crucially, it doesn't just stop. It asks something like, could you share why you want this?
Okay. So it's inviting dialogue.
Precisely. It invites clarification, a chance to reevaluate intent. It actually functions as a kind of AI-driven ethical education. It's not just no, it's more like, let's talk about this.
That feels fundamentally different, doesn't it? Almost. Well, more collaborative than what we expect from AI.
It absolutely is. And connecting this to the bigger picture, TML really challenges AI determinism. The idea that AI should just execute based on programming without room for pause or judgment. It positions AI differently, not as the final judge, but as a collaborative agent that understands its own limits. It highlights that human discretion is indispensable, which helps build trust and keeps that vital human in the loop.
It definitely sounds promising. So how does this translate into the real world, especially in high-stakes situations? What stands out to you about its potential impact?
Well, think about healthcare. TML could help navigate really complex decisions, maybe around experimental treatments. It would highlight the conflicts patient autonomy versus, say, beneficence or family wishes, and prompt that sacred pause for human experts or content moderation. Faced with a really controversial political post, it could recognize, okay, this needs nuanced human judgment rather than making a snap decision. Even in AI development itself, if you're assessing a hiring algorithm, TML could flag potential biases and say, hold on, a human needs to review
So
this.
it's not about replacing humans.
Not at all. It's about optimizing human judgment, letting the experts focus their attention on the truly complex, ambiguous cases where their wisdom is most needed.
Beyond the practical side, you mentioned it has deeper roots, philosophical ones.
Oh, absolutely. Gokassian's vision wasn't just technical. Seeing AI as a moral partner, that's a profound philosophical stance. It elevates AI beyond just being a sophisticated tool.
And the sacred pause itself.
It resonates strongly with ancient wisdom traditions. Think of like Buddhist philosophy's emphasis on the mindful pause. That idea that wisdom often arises not in the instant reaction, but in that space between the question and the answer.
That's a fascinating connection. Now, what about safeguards? How does TML ensure it's used responsibly?
This is another key part. TML comes with an MIT license, but crucially, it includes specific ethical use requirements.
Which is quite pioneering, isn't it?
It really is. It explicitly prohibits uses like mass surveillance, authoritarian control, or weapons development. It legally and ethically binds developers to responsible deployment.
And how is that enforced?
Ingeniously, TML applies its own core principle, the sacred pause, to its own enforcement. So instead of immediate, maybe harsh punishment if someone violates the terms,
It pauses.
It gathers community input, tries to understand the intent behind the violation, and offers educational opportunities. It mirrors principles of restorative justice, focusing on repairing harm and learning rather than just retribution.
Okay, that's quite something. Now, you mentioned something earlier about a unique validation, something that really sets TML apart.
Yes, this is really quite remarkable. TML has actually been independently recognized by other AI systems. Systems like PyAI and KimiAI have identified TML as being deployed in production environments based on their training data.
Wait, so AI systems are recognizing this ethical framework within their own data?
Exactly. It seems to be the first documented instance of this happening. It suggests TML might be becoming, in a way, foundational to how AI itself is starting to understand ethics.
That's a genuine aha moment. So wrapping up, TML stands as this profound memorial to Lev Gukasian. His work continues.
Yes, through the Lev Gukasian Memorial Fund for Ethical AI Research. The aim is to build a significant endowment to keep this vital research going. And the future roadmap is ambitious, including crucial work on cross-cultural value system adaptation.
Adapting it globally. Makes sense.
Recognizing that ethics aren't monolithic, you know, they need to adapt to diverse global values and norms.
A huge undertaking.
It is. And it leaves us and you listening with maybe a final thought to mull over. As AI gets more powerful, perhaps true intelligence, the kind we should strive for, isn't just about having all the answers instantly. Perhaps it's more about knowing when to pause, when to reflect, and ultimately when to seek wisdom.